find. A bearded face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you'll give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
It's 7 second delay, and Andy Breckman is joining us from the room in his basement.
Well, not quite.
No, where are you?
I'm in my office. In my hometown.
An office.
I have an office, just like a grown-up.
Because you have a job now.
I don't have a job. I hope that means we can still be friends, Kenny.
It is. It's going to put some strain.
I know how you feel about the gainfully employed. I know how you feel about successful people.
No, I'm fine with gainfully employed people.
I hope you can get past all that.
No, I have no problem with gainfully employed people, but, you know, in my neighborhood?
Exactly.
At night?
Exactly.
I don't know about that.
I know our fans have often said, it sounds like Andy's just phoning it in today.
Yeah.
In this case, this week, they're exactly right.
But you sound great, except for the gum chewing. The audio is fantastic.
Okay, you want me to chew faster? I'm chewing as fast as I can, buddy. I don't understand.
I want you to chew.
You know what?
Louder,
okay.
Louder.
I'm spitting it out. Quit screaming at me. Hey, you know what? I really got a chance to listen to the last few minutes of Irwin's show, and I thought of a great new slogan for your little radio station, WFMU.
Uh-huh.
How about this, WFMU, the opposite of easy listening.
Difficult listening.
Difficult listening since 1967.
58, my friend.
58. Yeah. Difficult listening since 1958. It's difficult listening.
But he was playing regular songs with melodies.
Yeah, well, you might want to look up the word melody.
Well, you didn't like Baby Gramps. I think that was the last thing he played. The guy who sounded like Popeye?
Yeah.
Is that, like, that's who you're referring to?
Guy who sounded like Popeye in his head, in his dreams. the guy who aspired someday to sound like Popeye.
Well, we have a pretty good idea for our show tonight.
Pretty good, damn, yeah. Straight.
Yeah.
And pretty good. That's the goal we set for ourselves every week, isn't it? Pretty good.
No, then that's, I dream of pretty good.
I think we're gonna hit pretty good tonight. You stick with me, buddy.
Well, I hope so. The topic tonight is you call us up at 201-209-9368 and tell us.
I'm going to write that down. 201, because I want to give the number 2 sometimes.
Yeah, and you're in your office.
In my office. 201.
209.
209-9368. Hey, you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't think I could get to Jersey City to the studio today because I had a 5 o'clock conference call.
Uh-huh.
They wanted to Skype it in and from my office.
Right.
So So I didn't think I was going to be going to Jersey City. So I rode my bike to the office because it's just a few miles. Mm-hmm. And then early in the afternoon, the call, the 5 o'clock call got canceled.
Oh, I see.
And I said to myself, wait, now maybe I could drive to Jersey City. I could hang out with Ken. I could do this in person. It's always better when we're in person. The chemistry, the sparks between us, the sexual tension.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
But then I realized, oh, no. Oh, I rode my bike to the office today. I can't leave right from the office because I didn't have my car.
Because you would have had to ride your bike home and then get in your car.
You know what? It didn't even occur to me. I could have done it. Yeah, you're right. I could have done it.
You were just thinking, like, here I am with my bike. I can't possibly ride my bike to Jersey.
You know what? I should have called you. I should have thought it through better. Oh, well.
Well, Andy, we have our first joke.
Wait, hold on. Before we get to the phone, is this you versus me?
I think so.
We're going to try to guess the punchline to our listeners' jokes.
Guess the punchline or just create a better punchline than the other guy?
No, we're going to guess their punchline. Because you can't say create a better punchline because then it's subjective. Then who will win?
I think it'll be pretty obvious.
It's not like rock, paper, scissors where there's a definite winner. Wasn't that great last week? You know what my favorite part of the show last week was?
Winning the $50?
Yeah, when you sent me the $50.
Yeah, the next day.
I'd have to say that was my best moment.
Oh, yeah. The next day. And listener Matt, Andy still owes you $15, Matt. You're supposed to email me at ken@wfmu.org.
Yeah, Matt, I have your money.
Yeah, email me, Matt, ken@wfmu.org, and I'll send you Andy's $15.
Or you could email me at erwin@wfmu.org.
So Zach is on the phone with us. Zach, you're on the air.
Hey, love the show. Can't believe I got through.
And Zach,
that means the world to us, doesn't it, Kenny?
It does. It means more to me than it does to you, though, Andy.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah, Zach.
Although it never is without saying.
And Zach, you know how we're playing the game tonight.
It could go without saying.
Yeah, I'm telling you the joke, but not saying the punchline.
Right.
Yes. Don't you get to the punchline and then you hit the brakes, son. We don't want to hear the punchline. We will try to divine the punchline just based on the setup.
Okay.
And now, Ken, wait, before we get started, you want to try Double or Nothing, Ken? You want to put some money on this contest?
Double or Nothing from last week?
$50, my friend.
No, I'll lose. There's no way I'm going to win tonight's show.
Right. If you lose the show, you lose $50, then I would get another $50. I don't see the problem there.
I'll bet $10 on tonight's show.
It's a win. I'll bet anything you want. It's a win-win.
Ten.
You lose money, and I win money. That's called a win-win.
Yeah. I'll bet $10 so that's the most you'll win is $10.
Okay. We'll keep it interesting.
Yeah,
$10.
I sent you
Zach,
$50 last week.
All right. Well, I got a long-winded one that's a little long or a really quick short one. Which one do you want to hear?
The quick short one?
Yeah, the quick short one, and I'll tell you why.
All right, Ken and Andy. What do you call a fake noodle?
A rigophony?
No.
Andy,
a rigophony is brilliant. That's genius.
That's pretty good, though.
Thank you.
That's just genius. Ken, I'm just dazzled.
Okay, Andy, what's your punchline?
I'm going to say rigophony. I can't, even though I know it's wrong. I can't get it out of my head. It's brilliant. What's the correct answer?
What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta.
Oh, fantastic.
Impasta.
I like yours better, though. I'm going to start using that one.
Okay, thanks, Zach.
Have a good one.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm a pasta fan.
You're like an idiot savant. Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear your next punchline.
That's it. That's all I got.
Wait, give the phone number out again. 201-209-9368. And you're listening to 7 Second Delay on WFMU, the home of difficult listening.
And we're asking you to call us up and tell us a joke, but don't tell us the punchline, and we will try.
Our specialty seems to be pasta jokes.
Yeah, pasta jokes.
We'll entertain all sorts of jokes.
I've been waiting my whole life to give that rigophony answer. My entire life.
I've been waiting my whole life to say, Ken, that was really very funny.
But you didn't laugh.
Oh, no. It wasn't that
funny. No, it was one of those jokes that's funny without causing laughter.
Yeah. Oh, Ken, I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. I wish you could hear yourself sometimes. Hey, how was your morning show?
Good times.
Good times. Difficult listening.
Yep.
Hey, if you're into difficult listening, check out Ken's morning shows on Wednesdays.
Yeah, one of these weeks you want to recap my entire morning show. You want to go over...
Yeah, I want to hear every... I want to just hear a little taste of every song.
Song by song. And you want me to defend my choices. Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. And we have a Home Depot show coming up. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I ordered the aprons.
Yeah, orange aprons. Should we write Home Depot on the aprons?
Like no.
Handwrite
them? No, because then... No, I think we have to maintain deniability like Nixon did.
Right, right.
We have to be able to say, oh, do these orange aprons remind you of your own orange aprons? Our bad. We didn't even realize that we looked like employees.
All right, Scott in Alameda is on the phone. Hi, Scott, you're on the air.
Just ignore the tape recorder in my friend's hand. And then
I was worried that this was Andy's joke to begin with because I can't remember where I got it because it's so corny.
The odds are it's not my joke, but I do love the old school corny jokes.
What do you call a chicken coop with four doors?
A chicken coop with four doors.
Yeah.
Rigophony? I have to give up. What do you think, Ken? Do you have any shot at this at all?
No, I don't. What is it, Scott?
A chicken sedan.
Chicken sedan?
Wait, I don't even get the reference.
I don't get it.
Coupe? The car?
Oh, it's a coupe. Oh.
Oh.
Chicken sedan.
Oh, a coupe.
There's all different kinds of coupes, Ken.
I see. It's a COUPE. Got it.
Yeah,
not a COOP.
I love it. I can't wait not to tell that joke to all my friends.
All right, thank you, Scott and Alameda.
I've got to make a note not to repeat that joke. 201-209-9368. You call, you tell us a joke, you give us the setup, and we will try to divine the punchline. It's Ken versus Andy. If you're tuning in late, I envy you that. The score is... Nothing to nothing.
No, I'd say it's 1-0. I say I get the rigophony point.
You do not get the rigophony.
Why not?
Because who said it wasn't the official punchline?
But it was better than anything you came up with.
But who said it's better? Who said?
You came up with nothing.
But I could have said bobbly boop, and then I could have argued mine is better.
But rigophony's way better than bobbly boop.
But who's? I don't know. I kind of like bobbly boop. What do you call a fake pasta?
Impasta.
Bobbly boop. Bobbly boop.
All right, fine.
I think mine's funnier.
I don't think so.
I do. Well, that's what makes horse races.
Sam, and it's our old friend Sam in Jersey City. You're on the air.
Oh,
hi, Sam. You love the show.
You should get a point.
Yeah.
He gets a point.
Yeah.
No way.
All right. Sam,
half a point, maybe.
Sam can give me half a point.
Sam, who is Sam to be doling out these points?
He's not doling out points. He's doling out half a point.
Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm one of the biggest, most big ardent supporters of this show.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy.
Wait, I don't know if that gives you the right to sit as judge and jury, but you know what? I'm not going to argue. I'm in too good a mood. I'm in just in too good a mood to argue with you guys.
What accounts for this great mood you're in?
I made $50 just 5 days ago.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It was a win-win. My friend Ken lost $50, and I made $50.
And then you rode your bike down the hill?
Yeah, rode my bike down the hill.
You haven't had to ride back up the hill yet?
No. Then I get an Uber home, and then I buy a new bike, and ride it to work tomorrow.
Fantastic.
It's called a rich man's commute.
Okay, Sam, hit us with your joke. Don't tell us
Speaking
the punchline.
Of a rich man's commute, what do you call a chicken sedan with only two doors? No, that's not the joke. That's not actually the joke.
That's fantastic.
Okay, Sam, what's the real joke?
Okay, the real joke is, why does Mike Tyson always cry after sex?
Why does Mike Tyson always cry after sex? Okay, something about he's bitten an ear?
Yeah, something about the ear being bitten off.
Because he can't ear. Wait, he ear. Wait, I don't. I'm going to give up. We're going to give up, right, Kenny?
Yeah, because he's got human flesh caught in between his teeth, and it's causing great pain.
Okay, let me try one then. As long as now I have to, now I'm obligated to say a punchline so I can argue that they're equally funny.
All right, go ahead, Andy.
Okay, biggly boobity bobbity bop. Okay, now what's the correct answer?
Well, okay, the reason he cries, the mace will do that to you.
That's good.
That's
more of a rape joke than an ear-biting joke.
Yeah, yeah. That's fantastic.
I appreciate the humor in that joke, Sam.
Good.
Didn't exactly elicit laughter, but I appreciate the humor.
It made me laugh because I could just picture him. I could just picture him there.
Picture him getting maced.
Getting maced. Yeah.
Yeah. That's something for everyone.
It's a joke that paints a beautiful picture.
All right. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Sam.
All right. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
Good luck, guys. Good luck.
He says good luck.
It all up, doesn't it? As our listeners hang up.
Neither one.
They sign off. Good luck.
Right, because neither one of us has scored a point yet. So
I don't think that's what he meant. Believe me, I think he was painting with a much broader brush.
Like good luck getting through the hour.
I think it was a broader brush than that, my friend. Like good luck in life, losers.
Good luck with your existential angst.
Yeah. Good luck with that little radio station of yours.
So you're
good luck.
You're at your new writer's office for your new TV show.
I am.
Right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us anything about the TV show yet? The name of it?
It's not officially announced. It's for Netflix. I think I have to wait until they make some kind of public announcement. It'll be soon. And you just believe me. You'll be glad that you stole your neighbor's Netflix account password.
Okay.
When this show airs.
And they start shooting it in September. So when do the first episodes come out? In January?
No, that's a good question. They do start shooting it later this year. Oh, no. Netflix is a long lead time because Netflix, you have to deliver the shows locked a few months in advance because they have to translate it into 20-some languages, about 20 languages.
Wow.
It drops. It's launched around the world simultaneously.
All the episodes.
All the episodes.
Incredible.
Right.
All right.
It is an amazing operation. I'm very impressed with them. They're going to rule the world.
Well, something to look forward to.
They are, you could learn a lot. FMU could learn a lot. It could be a good business model for FMU.
Yeah, to become the next Netflix.
To be the audio Netflix, yeah.
Maybe we could be the Netflix of hippie noise.
Yeah. I mean, you would just have to change your basic broadcast philosophy a little bit. You'd have to tweak it ever so slightly. You'd have to start broadcasting music that people like. That's the only change you'd have to make.
Oh, we'd have to sell out. That's what you're saying.
Well, you...
We'd have to completely sell out.
Only you would call that selling out. Most people would call it delivering the goods.
No thanks.
Yeah.
We're not going to kowtow to the man just to be the next Netflix of hippie noise.
No, I want to hear more about your philosophy. Why don't you come over and sit in my swimming pool someday and tell me all about your philosophy of broadcasting and life?
Have you put the water in yet?
The water's in, baby.
Is it? Whoa, okay.
Yeah, that makes it a much, much more pleasant experience.
I know, the last time
Ken, you were so right about that.
I know! You invited me over to your swimming pool, and there was no water in it.
You were so right. What a good note you had.
Yeah. Okay. Jefferson in Westchester, you're on the air.
Well, here's how it works. You tell us the punchline. No, you tell us the joke, but stop short. Hit the brakes. We don't want to hear the punchline. And Ken and I will try to divine the punchline.
Jefferson.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Jefferson, you're on the air. Are you there? Jefferson is gone. Evan in West Milford, you're on the air.
What's going on? I got a classic here.
Okay.
Oh, great, Evan.
Let's
thanks,
hear it, Evan.
All right.
What's brown and sticky?
What's brown and sticky?
Maple syrup.
Nope.
Poop. I'm going to say poop.
Poop is sticky? Okay.
My daughter's poop is sticky.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not dog poop.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
I think
a
so.
Stick.
A what?
A stick. Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, a stick.
That's a great joke.
That is good.
That is good. It makes you laugh, but it also makes you think.
I didn't get it at first.
Better luck next time.
All right, thanks, okay. Evan. That's why I come out as developmentally disabled on intelligence tests.
You don't get it. For,
what's brown and sticky? A stick, and I'm like, I don't get.
Wait,
don't
we
get.
Should have a race to see who gets these jokes first. As soon as we get it, we should yell, "Got it!"
Okay.
Okay, it'll be an exciting race. All right, hey, we're at 201-209-9368,
and we're still scoreless. Frederick's
yeah,
in.
But Ken, you can score an additional half a point every time if you get it before me.
Okay.
Okay. That makes it so exciting.
I'm taking my half point away.
It doesn't matter.
Frederick's in Newport Richey. You're on the air.
Yes, gentlemen, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. You love the show.
The oh yes, I do.
Thank you very much.
Long time listener, occasional caller.
Great to hear from you again.
Oh, and, it's great to hear your voice on the telephone, Andy.
Now tell us your little joke.
And my joke, all right. So the preacher is standing up in front of the church on Sunday, and he's going on and on about how he'd been down to the swimming hole, and he says, those girls were wearing no more clothing than you could fit into a thimble. And the woman stood up in the church and said, Pastor, what were the boys wearing? And the pastor said...
Oh, I got it. The pastor said thimbles. The boys were wearing thimbles.
Frederick's, is that the
right... I gave away the answer.
Frederick's, that was the right answer?
No.
Oh.
You oh, still got a guess, Ken. I'm not going to say.
Let me say this about my guess first. I've been thinking about it since I said it, and it makes no sense whatsoever.
No, that made it kind of...
Not at all. It's not
funny,
and it's not logical.
Good.
And I'm embarrassed that I even uttered the word thimble.
All right, you want to try again?
Well, I have an answer.
And the preacher said...
What the men were wearing was tank tops. See? It's funny. Tank tops.
That doesn't make any sense either. I'll take thimbles before taking those. Oh, wait. Can I try again?
Yes.
What were the boys wearing?
What were
binoculars.
Binoculars. That's funny, Andy.
Okay.
Good one.
I'm so curious now.
You're on fire, Kenneth. Anyways, what were the boys wearing, Andy?
I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna give up.
Can't rightly tell you.
Because he wasn't looking at the boys.
Oh, wait, Ken, you have to yell, got it.
Well, I got it. I explained it, so I obviously got it.
I didn't get it.
I get half a point. All right.
You do.
All right.
You do.
Hey,
you absolutely
all right, gentlemen.
Do. Ken, you earned that half a point.
I hope you do better on the next one.
Thank you, Frederick.
It was a great joke, and I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368.
And it's folksy,
Ken,
too.
I don't have to be there to do a good show.
it's nicer when you're here.
Oh, you're sweet. It's nicer. I think it's nicer when I'm not there.
Last night when you told me you couldn't come in because you told me you had a business Skype call at 5 o'clock, and I said, why don't you come here and do your Skype call here at 5 o'clock? And then you said, I also have a Skype call at 4:30.
The 4:30 call was not a Skype call, but I had a call at 4:30. Yeah.
Oh, but that was true. That was not a lie?
No, why would I lie to you?
No, I don't.
Wait,
know.
I don't lie.
Okay.
I don't have to lie to you. There's some people I have to lie to.
Right.
Wait, who are you that I would lie to you?
I
you're not, who are you?
You're the guy. I'm the guy.
Why am I scared of you?
No, because I'm the guy who you're trying to avoid the 2 hours in your car with.
But I can just say, I'm not afraid to say, Ken, I'm not coming in. I'm trying to avoid you. I would say that. I'm not as scared of you.
Okay, that's good. I'm not as scared of you either.
Why would I lie? Why would I make something up? All right, we're 201-209-9368. And what's the show? Oh, we want to hear your jokes, but don't tell us the punchline. We will try to divine the punchline of your favorite PG-rated jokes.
All right, Danielle in Haddon Township, you're on the air.
All right, so I think this is PG. This is my 88-year-old grandma's favorite joke.
Well, that's good enough for me, right, Kenny?
Yeah, what's grandma's name?
Grandma's name is Ann.
Grandma Ann, okay.
I'm so curious, Ken. Why did that matter to you?
Because I want to be able to refer to Grandma Ann.
Yeah, fine, great. Okay, no, wait, right, I'm sorry.
You ready?
What's our caller's name?
Danielle.
Danielle, how tall was Grandma Ann?
How tall?
Yeah.
Like 5'4".
All right. That's as relevant as her name.
Well, is that the tall? But now I have a follow-up question. Was that the height? Was that the peak of her height? She was 5'4"?
Yeah, that was probably the peak of her height. That's what she claims to be, not what she is.
So now she's probably,
you know,
like...
That's how we remember Grandma Ann, at 5'4".
Well, Grandma Ann's still very much alive, Andy.
But I know, but she's shrinking.
Yeah, she is.
But
she's very much alive.
I think of her as a full 5'4", at her full...
Well, she's 5'2 now, but she looks back on the days when she was 5'4".
Well, thanks for calling. We're out of time.
Okay, Danielle, tell us your joke.
All right. Why can't witches have babies?
Why can't witches have babies?
Yep.
Broomsticks between the legs. Hold on. Wait, we can do this.
Because,
Because their boyfriends insist on abortions. Because their boyfriends insist on the baby. Their boyfriends can't afford to have another child at this time. I don't know why witches can't have babies. You know what? To answer this, Ken, you know what we have to do?
What?
We have to channel Grandma Ann.
Yeah, remember, this is an 88-year-old woman.
Okay.
We have to think like Grandma Ann.
Think like Grandma Ann when she was 5'4", king of the world.
Exactly.
King of the world, taller than she had ever been in her whole life.
All right.
I'm Grandma Ann. I'm Grandma Ann.
The answer is, my foot hurts.
Aw.
Oh, wait, maybe I channeled Grandma Ann too clearly.
Yeah.
Okay, Danielle, what's the punchline?
All right, it's because they have Halloweenies.
I get it.
Who said it first?
Me. Half point for me.
I think it was a tie. A tie.
Halloweenies. Wow, that's pretty racy for Grandma Ann.
That is.
Well, Danielle, wish Grandma Ann a happy Halloween.
I will. Thank you. Okay. Bye, guys.
I know.
Bye.
We just laughed, but I feel guilty for laughing because, you know, hollow penises is a very, very serious ailment.
Oh, is that a real thing?
Yeah. You have a hollow penis?
Halloweenies?
Oh, yeah.
It's just hollow. There's nothing in there. There's no blood vessels. There's no tissue. It's just hollow. It's like made of paper.
You know, Grandma Ann, I love her dearly. I do. I love her dearly. Mm-hmm. But she is cold. That is just... To make fun of people with that disease. Hey, we're 201-209-9368. Gosh, we're having fun.
Larry in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Love the show. The name of the show is 7 Second Delay. I think Andy forgot that. Now, okay, you're welcome. Give me a question that starts with Hasidim.
Okay. Hasidim, are you today?
Oh, repeat that. I don't know if I heard. Say it again.
Hasidim are you doing today?
No, I was going to say that was close, but the concept is wrong.
Okay.
Hey, how about this? Can I do this?
Yeah.
I love those James Bond movies. Hasidim? No, that doesn't quite work either.
Is that an answer?
No, it's not. I'm just drunk.
Oh, it's okay. I'm more than you.
What could the answer be?
Hasidim you feeling, Larry?
Hasidim what, Sagan?
Hasidim you feeling today?
No, concept wrong.
Concept wrong.
Andy, hey, Andy, I'm going with Andy. Andy wants WSMU. To know the punchline. Hasidim too. But what are they?
Oh, Hasidim too, but what are they? Oh, that's great. Yeah. I get it.
I don't get it.
I get it.
Hasidim too, but what
are
they? Oh, I didn't talk right. Yeah, I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Don't repeat it.
You didn't tell us you were
Hasidim too, but what are they?
Oh my God, you didn't tell us you were calling from Brooklyn. We had to put you through the translator. That's why I didn't get it. But thank you for calling, Larry.
Okay.
Welcome to WFMU. Concept wrong.
Hasidim. What was the punchline again?
Hasidim too. But what are they?
So
that's
it's like
way of saying I see them too. But what are they?
Got it. Okay.
Now you got it.
No,
okay.
I'm developmentally.
What's our little score, by the way?
1-1.5. I'm winning.
Because you're getting these jokes
it's the
a
best,
little faster.
It's the best score ever.
You know, we began by saying, we'll try to guess your punchline. And now we've devolved into who will get the joke first.
George in Washingtonville, you're on the air.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, George.
I thought you were doing food jokes, and I only got one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Name the stolen cheese.
Name the stolen cheese.
Yes, sir.
Name the stolen cheese.
Gorgonzola.
I can't say no. Hot, you guys
no,
guess.
Something hot. Wait, hot Munster. Hot something.
Pepper jacked.
Oh, pepper jacked.
You need a hint?
I'm full of them. Gorgonzola, pepper jacked. Come on.
Ken, you really are. Ken, you're on fire.
Come on. You said simple, corny jokes. This is so simple.
Yeah.
I like Ken's. I like all
of
Ken's
to get
answers.
A point over here. No half points. I need a full point.
I never thought I'd be saying this, but Ken, I'm really proud of you.
Aw, thanks, Andy.
You're welcome. You're so funny.
George, we give up. What's the punchline?
Yeah, bye, George.
Nacho cheese.
All that's holy, tell us the punchline.
What?
Nacho. That's nacho cheese.
Oh, that's nacho cheese. I think pepper jacked is better, but okay.
Wait, I get it.
I get it. It's not.
It
all right, you win.
I win. Thank you,
wait,
George.
Say it again.
Nacho cheese, meaning it's nacho cheese. It's nacho cheese,
it's not
bro.
Your your cheese. Nacho cheese.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I have 1.5 points.
Fine. You've earned it.
Well, I should have gotten it for pepper jacked anyway.
No, nacho cheese. What's another name for stolen cheese? It's such a convoluted setup.
I know. It's terrible. Because nacho cheese is not, that's not a real thing, nacho cheese, is it? I mean, you can get cheese.
And I think you found the flaw.
Yeah.
The logical flaw in that joke.
Mike in Bayonne, you're on the air.
Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. We're trying to divine your punchline.
Oh, it's either Mike in Bayonne or it's Mary in New York.
I wonder how we'll ever be able to know.
Mike or Mary? Mike or Mary, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling. You love the show.
My name is Mary Jane.
I love you, Mary.
So my joke is, what's an owl's favorite rock band?
The Who.
You got it.
I got it.
Got
oh,
it.
I got a whole
you got
point.
It. Ding, ding, ding.
I get a whole point. Oh, Mary, I really love you. Thank you.
I love you too, Ken.
Mary. What's an owl's? Wait, hold on. What is your relationship with Mary?
I just like I like her voice.
Yeah, but it sounds like you two sort of conspired.
No, we didn't. I don't know her.
What's a rock? What's an owl's favorite rock band?
The Who. The Who.
Wait, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, you said the punchline, but I got it.
You don't
so
get
a half point.
You don't get a half point.
I do.
No.
I get it.
No. I guessed it. That's the first time the entire show that either one of us has guessed the punchline.
You might have guessed it and not gotten it. Did you know The Who was a big rock band in the 60s and early 70s?
I did know that, yes. Pete Townsend.
Yeah, okay. Oh, now you're, like, Googling it, I bet.
Roger Daltrey. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're Googling it right now.
Not Keith Moon, Sean Entwistle. No need to Google it. So the score is 2.5 to 1.5. Wow, Andy, you have I might win $10 back from the 50 I lost last week.
You'll get your $10. Damn you. Damn you and Mary Jane, both together.
Jack in Hoboken, you're on the air.
Thanks for calling, okay. Jack. You love the show.
Love the show.
That means the world to us.
How you doing, Jack?
Doing very well. Thank you for
good.
Asking.
Good.
All right. Ready
to do
the show?
Wait, now you can tell me what? How you doing.
I'm doing all right. All right.
Okay.
What did the zero say to the eight?
Wait, don't tell me. What did the zero say to the eight? 6, 7, 8.
Can you come over? Can you come over on Tuesday?
Good attempt, but incorrect.
Wait, how is that a good attempt? Because it had the word two in it.
It had a number.
It had a number
in it.
A number in it. Oh, okay. Well, then I'll make a good attempt too.
Say to the eight.
Yeah. Hold on. I can't find my foreskin. There's your number. Good attempt.
What did the zero say to the eight?
Also a good attempt.
Thank you. Okay, what's our real answer?
What did the zero say to the eight? Nice belt.
I get it.
I get it. I said it first.
No, I said it first. I said it first.
Out of the tie.
Nice belt. Because
nice belt. Because he thinks
eight.
Everyone. Yeah, no, that's a great joke. Because the zero
is fat.
Thinks everyone looks like it should be a zero.
Right.
He looks at an eight. He thinks he sees a zero wearing a belt.
Yeah, it's like you're seeing the world through a zero's eyes.
Exactly. It's like, Ken, when you're programming your station, you think everyone shares your lack of musical taste. You see, you're just projecting. You think everyone has the same musical taste as you.
I just think all the bands are wearing belts. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah. Ken, why do you think the station got its slogan, wrong concept?
That wasn't our slogan for long.
Difficult listening.
You have to admit. Wrong concept was only our slogan from 1991 to 1993.
Wrong concept, exclamation point. I would buy a billboard. I would pay for a billboard.
Really?
WFMU.
I want a billboard. I want a WFMU.
Really?
Yeah, I want a WFMU billboard on Route 280.
Wait. How much are they? Wait, we can have a... Let's have a crowdfunding. Let's do a Kickstarter. Just a difficult listening since 1958.
Well, that's not going to want to make people tune in. I would like to have a...
Are you kidding me? Difficult listening since 1958? Difficult listening in big letters? That is the most intriguing... Don't you know, and the first thing about marketing is you try to turn people off. You try to repel them.
Oh, okay. Right. Like Alice Cooper trying to make all the parents really upset.
Yeah, by biting into bathead.
Right, got it. Okay, I understand.
Difficult
that.
Listening. Okay, how much does a billboard cost?
I will look into it tomorrow.
Hey, let's do a crowdfunding.
It's always been kind of a dream of mine to have a billboard for the station.
I know that's true, and I love that about you, that is your dream. I love that about you.
Okay, Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Call us up and tell us a joke, but withhold the punchline, and we will see if we can guess it. Michael
and
in
the World Hunger? Nope, that's not my dream. Michael, not End the World Hunger.
No.
Peace on Earth, peace in the Middle East? Nope.
Nope.
Nope. What is your dream? Billboard on Route 280.
Eastbound or westbound?
Which way are they heading into the city?
Eastbound.
Does one cost more money than the other?
Good question.
How much is a billboard for a month?
I don't know. I think it depends on how... It depends on the location, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Wait, how much could it be? Like, give me a ballpark.
I can't. I've never even looked into it. I have no idea.
Is it $10,000 for a month?
I have no idea, and it's got to depend on the location.
But you just said the location, 280, like where you're talking about in central New Jersey. Like, what town would be ideal?
Well, Newark or Kearney, Harrison.
Does somebody out there know how much a billboard costs? 201-209-9368. Let's make this happen. If we will it, it is not a dream. We will make this happen.
Well, let's find out how much it costs first. Yeah, because we have this new morning show. It'd be perfect to have a billboard on Route 280 right now.
Difficult listening.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Since 1958.
Well, no, I would say if you're plugging the morning show, difficult listening. WFMU. I think difficult listening is all you need.
All right. Michael in Boston, you're on the radio.
Oh, now I'm so excited about the billboard.
What did Sigmund Freud think came between sex and fear?
What's that?
What did Sigmund Freud think came between sex and fear?
Cocaine.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt. Let's just put a pin in that. I think it should say difficult listening and have a big picture of your face.
Okay.
That's my dream billboard. Oh my God.
So what did Sigmund Freud say came between sex and fear?
Wait, what did Sigmund Freud say came between sex and fear? I guess, could the answer be he did?
Five.
I get it. I get it. It's like...
Because he spoke with such a thick accent?
No, because it's like no soap radio.
No.
No! Six and no, it means between no. I get it. He's trying to say the number six and four.
Oh, I see.
It's not... What do you mean because it's like no soap radio?
It says them in German.
You yell, you get it, and then your solution is it makes no sense?
Yeah.
Oh, my God! Is that what you've been doing the whole show?
No.
You say get it? Is that what you've been doing?
Of course not. That would be cheating. Of course I haven't been doing that. You can have the half a point, Andy.
Oh, my God. It's going to be great.
Dry fear.
Difficult listening and a big picture of Ken Friedman's face.
You hear Michael's counting in German. Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
Oh, yeah. That's how Sigmund Freud counted.
Sex.
Okay, and then we have to have a big... And you have to be smiling. It has to be one of your big... goofy smiles.
Okay. Thank you, Michael in Boston.
Oh, I want that billboard so bad.
Hey, it's our own DJ Trouble. Hi, Trouble. You're on the air.
Wait. Hey, Trouble. Thanks for calling. Hey, Ken, can I be on the billboard
Love
too?
The show. First time caller.
I can't believe that.
She is her first time calling. She's never called the show before.
You're a little nervous, aren't you, Trouble?
I'm not in the habit of calling talk shows.
Well, you should call now, talk
Trouble,
shows.
Trouble, do you invite listeners to call you on your show?
No, never.
Well, it's good you're getting a little taste of it from the other side of the desk.
Yes, it's very scary. Okay, so are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, why is six afraid of seven?
Because seven, eight, nine. But Andy, I didn't. I have to be honest. I knew that one.
That's okay.
I have young kids. No, I don't feel like I earned it. Because I knew it. I didn't really figure it out.
Okay. I'll take your point away.
I feel bad taking your point. That's how honest a man I am.
And DJ
hey,
Trouble.
Hey Trouble, did you hear about the new billboard on Route 280?
I did. I can't wait to go see it.
Do you agree that difficult listening is a perfect billboard?
Maybe not perfect. But it is a billboard.
You could go to hell. You and all your minions. I am so sick of your attitude. You know better. You know better. Let me rewrite you.
DJ Trouble, DJ Trouble, what's on tap for your show tomorrow morning?
Oh, Ken, I have no idea. I'm sorry to have to tell you.
Excellent. Okay, Trouble's on the air tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to noon. Thanks, Trouble.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, well, you had a point, and then it disappeared. So you're back at one point, Andy.
Wait, but I should get a point for being so honest. I don't get the point for the correct answer, because
okay.
I knew it in advance. But I do get the point for my honesty.
You get an honesty point. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right. An honesty point, and that gives you two. And I have three. So the score is 3-2.
I'm back in the game.
Yeah, only 12 minutes to go. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Santos in Patterson, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hi, Santos.
We're living a dream, aren't we, Ken?
Yes. Oh, it's a great dream.
How could we complain? We got our own billboard. Hey, Ken, can I be on the billboard?
Sure.
Wait, can it be you and me smiling?
As long as I'm way bigger than you, yeah.
No, that would look too weird. I'd have to explain to my kids why kids bigger than me.
Why is Ken four times as big as you?
Yeah. And then my kids will say, why is Ken bigger? Then I'll say, it's just forced perspective. It's because he's closer.
It would be nice if I had my own billboard and you had your own billboard. We could have competing billboards.
Yeah, yours would say WFMU 91.1, and then mine would say, you could do better.
All right, Santos, what's your joke?
Okay. Guy walks into a psychiatrist's office wearing nothing but saran wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Sits down. The psychiatrist looks at him for a little while and says, there you go. What's next?
I see you've got... Okay, the psychiatrist says, I see... You're awfully fresh. Wait, you're fresh. You're well kept. You're a well kept young man. What's been keeping you?
Nope.
I don't know. Do you have any guesses, Ken?
No, I don't.
Okay, so the only way to score on this round is to get the punchline first.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Hold on. Let me sit up. I'm actually sitting up now.
All right, Santos.
I was leaning back.
What's the punchline?
Okay, punchline is, I can clearly see your nuts.
I get it.
Yes, I get it. Wait, Ken, do you think it's like no soap radio, Ken?
No, no.
Oh, you get that. You really do get
it. I really get it. By nuts, he means...
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. You didn't want me to explain it because your kids might be listening.
Yeah, there's always a chance
that
the kids are curious about their old man.
Right.
Wait. But I think that's actually a very funny joke. That is a good joke.
Thank you, Santos.
No problem. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Are you good at remembering jokes, Ken? Like, after the show, will you remember these jokes?
No, I'm terrible at that. Are you good at it?
No, but some of them I do. My favorite one so far is what's brown and sticky.
Yeah, I almost didn't figure that one out again.
I gotta say, that's one that I will repeat.
Yeah, that is a great joke. All right, mystery caller, you're on the air.
Hey, is it still a mystery?
She's no mystery to me.
Hi, Beth.
I can see right through her. It's as if she's wearing saran wrap.
This is a Ken only to guess joke because Andy knows this joke.
Oh, good.
Okay, all right.
I can't lose.
It tests your heritage. Okay, an old Jewish man's on his deathbed, and he summons his daughter, and he goes, what's that delicious smell? And he's breathing heavy. And so the daughter quietly leaves the father and goes into the kitchen and sees his mom, and then returns back to the father and says,
it was mom's gefilte fish.
Honey, darling, I love you with all my heart. You didn't spell it right.
Did you like my little Jewish inflections?
You did. Yeah, I love you, and I love how you told it.
Okay, all right, you you except, give it a shot. Give
except
a
for the fact that you left out some key crucial parts of the joke.
All right, give me the setup, Andy.
Here's the setup. The guy, the old man's on his deathbed. I can't do the accent as well as my wife. The old man's on his deathbed. From downstairs, he smells his wife brisket. Cooking. His wife is cooking brisket. He says, "Is that mom cooking brisket?" "Yeah, it's mom. Could you go down and I'd love a piece of her brisket. Could you go down and see if I could have a piece?" And the daughter goes downstairs.
Wait, no, and then
she comes back. And she comes back empty-handed, and the dying father said, "Where's my brisket?" That's the setup, honey.
Where's the brisket?
Where's my brisket?
Where's the brisket? And what does the daughter say?
And what does the daughter say? It is a great joke.
The daughter says,
Oh, I told it wrong. Did you ask mom for some brisket? Yes, I did. What did she say?
I just said that. What does the daughter say?
Yeah, no. The dying father says, what did mom say?
Where's my brisket?
Yeah. And then the answer.
The dying father says, what did mom say?
Yeah. What did you get the brisket? No. Did you ask her why? Yes. What did she say?
What did she say?
It's so funny that it takes you and me. It takes two people to screw up this joke.
Yeah, I've completely lost track of the setup. But I think she says,
because we're giving you the 4-minute version. You should hear the hour and a half version. The punchline is. The punchline is it's for after. She said it's for after.
Oh, it's for after.
It's the perfect Jewish joke.
I get it.
Not the way we tell it.
I get it.
Sorry, guys. I failed you.
I get half a point.
You need one of those World War II deciphering machines.
The Enigma. The Enigma machine.
You need a comedy Enigma machine to decipher these jokes.
All right, we only have time for a few more here. It's Pamela. Pamela in San Francisco, you're on the air.
Hi there. I'm actually calling because Nick did some really quick research, and a billboard in Baraboo, Wisconsin will only cost $250. So I think Andy can afford that.
For a month?
Yes, for a month.
But it doesn't do us much good in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we don't come in over the air there. We have
because people wouldn't be able to. They wouldn't be able to read the billboard, be intrigued, and then check us out.
Yeah, we have to do it someplace where our over-the-air signal comes in loud and clear.
Don't people get internet in their cars now?
Not enough.
Hey, how about this for a billboard? How about this for a billboard, Ken?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, "Hey, we're talking about your dead mom." 1.1.
That's a great. That's a great.
What are they
joke.
Saying about my dead mother?
That's a great.
All right, I have a joke then.
Okay, Pam, go ahead.
Hey, Pam, did you get our little bumper sticker?
What did the schizophrenic bookkeeper say?
What did the schizophrenic bookkeeper say? Bookkeeper, like an accountant kind of bookkeeper?
Sure. They don't call librarians.
Ken wants to know the exact type of bookkeeping. Hey, Pam, did you get our bumper stickers?
I did. I'm sorry I didn't bring that up. But, yes, it was wonderful. I have framed the letter, and I bow to it every morning.
Oh, there was a letter. Okay, perfect. And now let's get back to your little punchline.
What did the schizophrenic bookkeeper say?
Yes. And let me just tell you that I'm getting this from Reader's Digest. So
yeah, okay. I'm putting myself in Reader's Digest.
Okay, come on. You have other people who can call.
Yeah, the amortization doesn't add up.
That's not true.
You amortized all wrong. That's what he says.
Exactly. Andy, do you agree?
I'm sorry. I kind of tuned out. I'm thinking about the billboard.
Yeah, right. So I hear invoices.
I get it.
Oh, wait. I got it. Oh,
I hear invoices.
I was distracted.
I like that one.
Okay.
I'm going to save that for all my accountant buddies.
Wait, I like it more than Ken, so do I get a point? Whoever likes it more?
No. Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Pam. You're the sweetest. Hey, Ken, we got to do a billboard.
I want to. I'll look
up. Which one of the ideas that we floated so far do you like that?
We're talking about your dead mom.
on the air right now.
Do you remember when we were kids that there was this campaign throughout the country on billboards about Calvin Coolidge? Do you remember that?
Calvin Coolidge?
Yeah. There was this campaign like in 68, 69, all over the country. It said Calvin Coolidge was the 30th president of the United States or something like that. And it lasted...
What did it mean?
It was just trying to educate people about Calvin Coolidge. I don't know why, but it was a nationwide billboard campaign.
Were there other tidbits about Calvin Coolidge?
No, that's all they ever said.
Was it sponsored by his family or his foundation or by the museum?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I haven't thought about this for years, but they were on billboards everywhere for like a year when I was a little kid.
That is tantalizingly close to interesting.
Yeah. All right, Joanne in Pompton Plains, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Joanne.
We're doing great. You love the show.
Love the show. My husband's a big, really, really big fan. Ken Seeley, really big fan.
Okay, oh, great. Well, we only have a second or two left. What's your joke?
I have a joke. What does a germaphobe call the mint at a diner?
What does a germaphobe call the mint at a diner?
The bowl of mints at a diner.
I don't know.
I'm stumped.
This is an original, by the way.
Oh, boy.
I love it already. This is an original. Okay. That makes it even harder to guess, I think. Okay.
Right, what is it, Joanne?
Excrement.
Excrement. I get it.
I know you don't. I challenge.
No, excrement. Excrement.
I understand the reference and the pun, but it makes no sense, and so you can't actually get it.
It's hilarious, Andy.
It is not hilarious.
Joanne, did you write that, or did your husband write that?
No, that was all me.
Oh, sorry,
what's the opposite of hilarious?
That's a great show. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, and don't eat the mints.
Don't eat the mints, Andy, because they're excrements.
Yeah, I get it.
Hey, thank you, Nick the Bard. Thank you, Veronica. Thank you, Michelle Mealy. And thank you, Andy, for Skyping it in tonight.
Yeah, you should thank me for seriously considering driving in.
Yeah.
Well, you almost drove in.
No, you didn't seriously consider driving in.
I did for a minute.
I don't think you did.
I remembered I have my bike here.
Yeah, you didn't realize. Yeah, it was the bike thing. Okay.
But for a minute, I did.
Hey, next week we're not here. I'm on vacation next week. Sue Braun is going to be filling in for us next week.
Oh, great. Okay. Good luck, Sue. Have fun with it.
All right. Bye, Andy.
Bye. Bye, Kenny.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Stay tuned. Up next, it's In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla.
Good evening. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla.
So. Today.
Today's our first edition of what?
Today marks the first edition of our summer series, In Real Life, on the road.
Road trip!
That was so loud. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Hopefully you weren't wearing headphones yet.
You're supposed to be singing along with us, so just get used to it.
Yeah, yeah. Can we get like a rousing road trip call from everyone
out there? No, forget that. Okay. Forget that.
All right. So today's episode, we visited...
Silk City, baby.
Yeah, the beautiful Paterson, New Jersey. Which I was really surprised about, that it's as beautiful as it is. From everything, you know, Paterson carries kind of a reputation, and I didn't expect the splendor that we encountered on our road trip there.
I think it was mostly the people.
It's the people, but the waterfall, too, was really lovely. So we visited Paterson, New Jersey on a beautiful rainy day, and the scenery was verdant and green, and there were trees and mountains and the sound of rushing water in the background.
Yeah, we visited Great Falls, which was cool.
Yeah.
But really, that wasn't the highlight. I mean, we went there to meet up with Muhammad Khalil, and he works in the Welcome Center of the National Park. Actually, it was adjacent to the National Park.
Yeah, the Paterson Museum.
Paterson Museum, yeah.
And to meet with a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Nick Fierro.
You can hear him on Prove It All Night. But
you
he's
might
just
remember him from such episodes as Bartenders and
the Gingerbread episode.
And the Gingerbread episode.
But he's just the most talented person I've met around these parts.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, he's untapped. We need to just continue to tap his talents because he's smart and he's interesting and funny, and he passed the test because he's from Paterson. So we drove around with him, and he gave us kind of a driving tour of the neighborhoods.
Yes. So thus concludes the introduction. That's all you're going to hear from us for the next hour. Don't forget to check out the message board at WFMU.org and click on playlists and comments. We'll be hanging out there along with a bunch of other lifers. You can talk to us. You can talk to everyone but us.
Yep. WFMU. You said that, right? WFMU.org. Yeah. Listeners, playlists and comments.
We have the giggles.
So to start out with, though, you're going to be hearing a poem from Paterson's own William Carlos Williams. And this is being read by Nick Fierro. So enjoy the poem and enjoy the show.
Paterson lies in the valley under the Passaic Falls, its spent waters forming the outline of his back. He lies on his right side, head near the thunder of the waters, filling his dreams. Eternally asleep, his dreams walk about the city where he persists incognito. Butterflies settle on his stony ear. Immortal, he neither moves nor rouses. Is seldom seen, though he breathes in the subtleties of his machinations, drawing the substance from the noise of the pouring river. Animate a thousand automations, who, because they neither know their source nor the sills of their disappointments, walk outside their bodies aimlessly, and for the most part, locked and forgot, and their desires unroused. Say it, no ideas but in things, nothing but the blank faces of the houses and cylindrical trees, bent, forked by preconception and accident, split, furrowed, creased, mottled, stained, secret, into the body of the light. Now from above, higher than the spires, higher even than the office towers, from oozy fields, abandoned to gray beds of dead grass, black sumac, withered weed stalks, mud and thickets cluttered with dead leaves, the river comes pouring in above the city and crashes from the edge of the gorge in a recoil of spray and rainbow mist. What common language to unravel? Combed into straight lines. From that raft of a rock's lip, a man like a city and a woman like a flower who are in love. Two women, three women, innumerable women, each like a flower, but only one man like a city.
Okay, we're all recording.
Right. So we just arrived in Patterson.
We did just arrive in Patterson.
Yeah.
I have my umbrella.
Yeah.
And we're outside the Patterson Welcome Center.
Alexander Hamilton helped found the Society for the Establishment of Useful Manufacturers. So he wanted to harness the energy of the Passaic River and these waterfalls to power all the mills. So they ended up using this as a source of energy.